Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Debbie Gunning. Debbie Gunning currently leads Human Resources, Culture, and Talent Acquisition at Human Interest, a high-growth, venture-backed company that offers easy and affordable 401k retirement plans for the modern workforce. Debbie is passionate and a veteran HR and people leader, having spent more than 24 years creating memorable candidate experiences, innovating employer branding, and building amazing teams by helping hire top-notch talent for the right jobs.
Well, good afternoon, Debbie. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Awesome, Debbie. I appreciate you jumping on, and this is exciting. We get to talk a little bit about, you know, even though your company's on the tech side, but how you're really helping other companies transform and be better. So let's just jump right into these questions. So Debbie, let's talk a little bit about you and your company. You've got quite the career in HR, and now you're the head of talent at Human Interest. But really about your company, could you share with our audience the success of Human Interest and the customers your tech company is helping?
Yeah, that is a great question, Brian. Human Interest is a company that, you know, from day one, when I heard about what we were doing, I was intrigued and on board, because what we are doing is providing something that is just so critical to so many Americans, and that is the ability to save for retirement. Traditionally, it has been a space where if you worked for a small to mid-sized business, there were really limited options for you to be able to save for retirement. And so what Human Interest is doing is, you know, our mission is basically ensuring that people in all lines of work have access to retirement benefits. It's something that's super important. It's something that we have built the technology and a platform to basically solve for. We have super efficient integrations with payroll providers. We help small business owners and their employees save on fees so that they can save and not pay a ton of money to have to do that. And we provide a benefit that employees want, you know, 401ks, especially in this world where COVID has caused so many people to want more security. And so being able to provide that is just an amazing thing. And I think that's why we have been very successful. We have a great product. There's a market for it. And then we have a super passionate group of people here at Human Interest driving towards making this a reality for people to be able to save.
That's awesome. And, you know, we don't typically hear stories like this, companies like this that are truly looking out for the best for employees always, as far as it comes to their financial planning. So I appreciate you sharing that. That's really important. I'm glad that we're talking about that tonight.
Yeah.
So Debbie, let's talk about the pandemic a little bit. Hopefully it goes away forever. At least we've learned from this. But now that the pandemic is starting to lift and hopefully we go back to some sort of normalcy, what's your plans for business growth going forward? And will it be any different than the last 15 months?
Yeah, that's a great thing to think through. And I was reflecting on this. And, you know, I don't think it'll be very different for us, because we were actually in the fortunate situation where right prior to the pandemic, we had, you know, an infusion of venture funding that allowed us to kind of move faster and to hire a lot of people. And so we've been doing that and been very aggressive in our growth and our hiring through the pandemic. It was an interesting challenge to take on, knowing that, you know, we have this pandemic, you have to onboard people virtually, get people hired without ever meeting them in person. And so, you know, moving forward, we're going to continue growing. Like I mentioned earlier, the pandemic has almost made it so it's almost a more necessary product for small to mid-sized business owners to have access to and their employees, because security is just top of mind. People want to feel more secure in times where there's not a whole lot of it, because we couldn't control what was going on with the pandemic. And so our business has done, you know, very well. We're super fortunate. And I think we're going to be able to continue on this path to grow and provide an awesome offering to employees across the country.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that. And, you know, coming out of this pandemic, I think people have a renewed spirit or renewed sense of energy and outlook. Mm-hmm. And I think it's only going to make things better. We just hope that we can get after it, and hopefully the inflation will start to go down a little bit so we can recover more quickly in this environment and economy today. So
I think the pandemic, if I can add to one thing that it's added, is people have reevaluated what's meaningful to them as far as benefits go. And I've been around doing this long enough to back in the days where it used to be like free meals at work and happy hours and ping pong tables and all of that. And more often than not now, people ask about 401k.
Yeah.
And so I think that's just been one of those things that through this whole pandemic, people are reevaluating, do I have a really solid benefits offering? And 401k is one of them. So I think that's a big learning as well I wanted to add.
That you're absolutely right. And I think that's so important. And I'm glad we're starting to see that trend and making that a priority for sure. So yeah. Debbie, are you leveraging any new or emerging technologies within your business? And if not, is there a cool tool or app that you might have found useful you could share with us?
Yeah, I am super excited about this question. There, you know, when we started to hire people that we hadn't met in person before, you're scaling a company, you go through this whole thing of like adjusting to that. And I right away started looking for solutions to how can we really make sure that we are doing the best job hiring the right people with the behaviors that we really want as part of our culture. And so we started utilizing this tool. It's called Searchlight. It is a reference check type system and platform that identifies behaviors in people. So instead of like the traditional phone call where you hire someone and you ask a bunch of questions and you maybe get helpful information or not, this is a platform that goes out and identifies different behaviors that people have and what they can bring to the table as far as strengths, as well as areas where they need to improve. So I really think this tool and working with the founders of Searchlight has made us have an advantage as far as knowing that we're starting to really identify the right behaviors and traits that we want in people that we're hiring, and helping us do that all virtually because we're utilizing technology to do that for us.
That's awesome. And that's what we like to highlight here on this platform and this podcast, Debbie, is some of the technology that is helping improve people's lives, helping businesses grow and expand and offer and do more for their customers. So thanks again. And so Debbie, last question here, could you share something from your career experience that might be helpful for those looking to grow their career in human resources or leadership?
Yeah, that's a great question. I really feel strongly that if you want to grow, there's a couple of things that you need to do. First off, if you want to grow in HR or leadership, you need to put yourself in a position where you can really identify what it is that you like and what it is that gives you energy versus depletes you. And so if you're talking human resources, there's so many practices under the HR umbrella. So what I generally recommend for people is, and what I have done is actually put yourself in a situation where it's a really high growth startup and you're going in and kind of doing a little bit of everything at first yourself. You don't have a team to rely on. You're rolling up your sleeves. You're going and doing it. It'll help you identify really quickly what you like, what you don't like, what you're good at, areas where you need to grow. Then you can identify what path you really want to go on and what you want to practice and get better at. And then the other piece is, I really believe anybody who wants to kind of grow needs to just get uncomfortable. Jump at that opportunity that sounds maybe like, oh, this is a little bit crazier. This is really going to stretch me. But I'm excited by it. And put yourself in that situation because you will see more growth very quickly in a situation like that than if you stay stagnant somewhere where you're not stretched to learn and grow and so forth. And, you know, that's essentially what I did with Human Interest. Came on 2 years ago, was the only person on my team here, kind of learned all areas of the business and what was needed, and then have built a team out now. And it's helped me learn more and grow more probably in the last 2 years than I did for many years prior. So that's kind of my recommendation on that front.
And I think that's an amazing share. And obviously these nuggets or gems, as I like to call them, certainly help resonate, help somebody in the audience, but help resonate with somebody for sure. And you're absolutely right. You know, growth and progress equals happiness and fulfillment. So I appreciate you sharing that. And Debbie, it was a pleasure having you on today. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Brian, I appreciate you having me. It was a good time. Thank you.
Bye for now.